You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. You know, you should always feel free to call us whenever you want, but especially now at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Give us a call.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show.
Duck.
While we're on the air. Quick, duck.
Duck.
Just click contact us on the eBay radio player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form and hit the submit button, and we try our best to get to every email we receive during the show. And Griff, we do have one right
we
now.
We do? Mm-hmm. What do we have?
We have an email. It's from Maryland in Loveland, Colorado, known on eBay as MM Most.
Ooh.
Regarding cancellation process change. Soon buyers can cancel a transaction within an hour if the item hasn't been marked as shipped. Does this include auctions or just BIN sales? I like this if it is a BIN. The item gets put back into active listings. If auctions are included in this, I don't understand how that works. Is the auction automatically relisted for another 7 days, making a second chance offer doesn't work for me? Buyers often suspect that the auction was shilled. Plus, if relisted, bidders wonder why. I don't want to start an auction again because someone changed their mind so soon after winning.
Well, then, don't. I don't know what to say.
Don't. Is that an opt-in thing?
You mean with the three relist?
No. Soon buyers can cancel a transaction within an hour.
Oh, yes, right. Oh, I see. Okay.
See what she means? She said this would work great for BIN sales because then the item gets put back into active listings.
Right.
But if it's an auction, oh, my gosh.
So here we are looking at the dark side of instead of the positive side. A majority of people who purchase something and win it are happy to pay for it. They wanted it. They knew what they were doing. If somebody has second thoughts currently, what happens is that you have to go through this whole process of, you know, canceling the transaction, and an unpaid item will be issued. It's a lot of work. If a buyer decides or realizes or makes a decision that after they purchase, they want to cancel the order, this gives them a chance to do so. It gives them an hour. And
unless it's marked as shipped.
Unless it's marked as shipped.
Yeah.
Right, then you can't. And that's it. Yeah. And you can't. This is not opt-in. This is across the board.
Sandy in Poway, California, known on eBay as Move-In, MOOVIN. Hey, Sandy, what's your question or comment?
Sandy, does that have anything to do with cows?
Well, as I did grow up around cow farms before, I married military, and so we moved.
Oh, that's right.
Moving.
I love it.
I know that one.
You know where cows go on Saturday night, right?
Where?
To the movies.
Oh, God.
The movies.
I know, and I boogie till they come home.
That's right. I believe I have the secret word today.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute, because you can sprain your tongue saying this, so be careful.
Oh, tell me. I mean, I was racking my brain trying to do this. Zenzi, Zenzi, Zenzik.
That's it. That's absolutely correct. Zenzi, Zenzi, Zenzik. And what does it mean?
That means to the eighth power of a number.
That's absolutely correct.
Wow.
And you've won the eBay backpack today. So,
woo-hoo!
And it's nice. It's got a surprise inside.
It's a lovely one. So you and our last winner from the week before last, while I was on the road, Mary, I'll be shipping both of these out today. So Mary, if you're listening, yours is coming too.
Do we have one more?
We'll have, hold on, let me count.
Or not.
One, two, we have one more.
One more
this.
For next week.
Next week. So I'll ship yours out. All you have to do is send us, and this is Sandy, Mary's already done this, Sandy, send us your shipping address. non-post office box. It should be a physical street address, to griff at ebay.com, and I'll put that in the mail when the show's done.
So, Sandy, I just spent exactly 20 days in your community. Seriously, my mother was in Pomerado Hospital.
Oh, my goodness. So yes, I've been listening and you know, saying prayers for your mom.
Well, yesterday she went into a nursing home. I don't know if I had more anxiety or she did. I don't know. But we'll see what happens next. One day at a time, honey.
Exactly.
Sandy, what do you sell on eBay?
I'm a seller wannabe. And so I've been listening to the show when I'm off work and listening to the archives when I'm not. And trying to pick up as many tips as I can, and I'm getting my stuff together. I've got photos going. I'm in the process of doing write-ups. It's slow going, but I haven't got the first one up yet.
Well, take it one listing at a time at the beginning.
Oh, yes.
Do one listing and get it up there, because that gives you the impetus to keep going.
Yeah, I think so. I recently went to a meetup, and I went with a slew of questions for them, and I ended up being the spotlight, but they were asking me questions. So, I need to go to another one just so I can get my questions answered.
Sandy, put one up and call us. Put a listing up and call us. Seriously.
Yeah, please. We'd love to
just
see
one. Just put one up and give us a call on Thursday.
And we'll be moving with the groove.
Exactly.
I do appreciate your help.
Thank you,
our pleasure,
Sandy.
And I'm glad you won the bag, Sandy.
Enjoy
Thanks.
That backpack. It's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, Sandy. Remember, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email us by clicking on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player. Griff, someone has been calling in. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. Melissa told me about the person. Wondering why they can't speak to all the guests while the guests are on. And it's the nature of our format. So the first, we have a guest on in the first segment. Actually, the first hour, we have a guest on in the second segment. And so, every now and then, that guest holds over into our open phone segment, which is always the second half hour of the show. So some of our guests are only on for that 11-minute segment with us. And they don't stick around to answer questions because they have to leave or because we have another guest coming on in the next segment.
Right. Yeah. So we... I mean, we could restructure it, I suppose.
It wouldn't work, Griff. Trust
it would take
me
a lot of work,
this.
Yeah.
It would be, it just, and then if the person couldn't stay on, and then if the person didn't get calls, there we'd be.
With the crickets.
Exactly. So what we do on this show is we try to give you as much content as possible. And that's why we have five guests on each Tuesday for a 12-minute segment.
Yeah.
So we can get you as much as possible in content.
Right.
And that's why we do it that way. So
that's
why. She wanted to speak to Jonathan Haney, and then she wanted to speak to Ginger, and she should have called. She didn't call in. She called in too late to speak to Haney.
Well, you can always email your question either to me or to Jonathan. I believe Jonathan gives his email address out, so I'll just do it anyway. It's jhaney@ebay.com. H-A-N-E-Y.
Exactly. So...
managed returns. My fields of interest at eBay are obviously photography. That's my mission, is to help every eBay seller become the best photographer possible, because pictures mean everything, and I love anything that is buyer-centric as a seller, that makes it easier for a buyer to make up their minds to buy, and if they're having an issue, to resolve it, including returning an item they don't like or that doesn't fit. I don't know about you, but I couldn't sleep at night knowing that my customer bought something from me and they're not happy with it. I don't care what the reason is. I don't care whose fault it is. It doesn't matter to me. If they're not happy with it, I want to make them happy. I don't want a customer who goes around thinking horrible thoughts about me because they bought something and it's not good for them. And it happens. You know, even when it's face-to-face, bricks and mortar, that happens. But... you know, even the best photographer and the best describer will have times when a buyer gets the item I've had it happen. They say, you know, it looks great in the listing and it's exactly what it was. And I put it on and this shade of green makes me look like I've got jaundice. And can I return it? Yes. I don't want you to walk around looking like you're jaundiced.
And the person who called in, I forgot her name, who talked about the fact that she has everything perfect on her listing. She has all of the measurements perfect. You know, sometimes measurements are not everything. Even if the measurements would appear right for you, once you get it on, sometimes they're nipped and tucked in different places and they don't look right. Or sometimes a woman's breasts are in different places.
I don't know
what
those
are. And it doesn't look right. And so sometimes people want to return something because even though it's the right size, it doesn't look right on them. Not only for color, but for the actual garment itself.
Yeah, it's important.
So you don't do any auctions?
No, not anymore. I used to, but I offer everything fixed price. I like to do it that way. It gives me more control over my pricing. Plus, I think when you're buying apparel, most people, in my experience, prefer to either buy it right out or not. They don't want to submit a bid. Mm-hmm. At least, you know, that's just my experience.
And the woman who sent us the email earlier, Marilyn from Colorado, mentioned in her email that buyers often suspect that the auction was shilled, or if relisted, buyers wonder why. Can we talk about that when we come back?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
And we will be coming right back, I guarantee it. These open phone segments continue in our next segment. So call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We're talking eBay.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs. Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 282.
Great customer service will keep your customers coming back. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media. He's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller Third Power Outlet. He says when the customer talks,
listen. The first tip is to listen. I think sometimes I get caught up sometimes, and knowing what I want to respond before they even get finished or even through the email. I don't even listen to the entire thing. I already am rolling my eyes once they start calling the customer support line. So you got to listen first.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. Hey, I have some information.
Okay.
There's a little bit of a discussion going on about where the edit feature is on for posts when you post on the chat board.
Yeah.
And I just learned something new.
What did you learn? Tell me.
So the edit feature is available at the bottom of any post where it says the options, little box with the arrow. If you click on that, it brings a drop-down box. And there is a edit section and a delete section, I think, that's only available to regular posters. This is not moderators of chat boards like in the group. For 5 minutes after the post is originally posted. So you can edit up to 5 minutes. After that, you can't.
Oh, that's cool.
And why, Griff? Why is that the case? Why can't it be forever? I asked on that. And this is the way it worked in Live World, apparently. And the reason was this was put in place because people would get into name-calling situations, and then the original poster would go in after causing all the trouble and then remove all the name-calling from their posts and say, well, what do you mean name-calling? I didn't
what
call
do you
anyone
mean?
Names.
Oh, yeah.
So now there is a edit button for 5 minutes, and the edit history will be available to moderators forever.
Oh, good.
So
that is good.
Watch
well, you know,
what you say.
We can talk about the subject I wanted to talk about during the next hour's open phone, because we have Bill in Brea, California on the line with us right now, and he's known on eBay as Kozerski. Hey, Bill, what's your question or comment?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I got to say, I really enjoy your show. Every week that you're live, I listen to it. I think it's just great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Twice a week. I wish you were on more frequently than just the two times. But
we do, too.
I have a question. First of all, my main business is off eBay. I'm a stamp dealer, and I sell from my own website.
Sure.
And I have my return policies, which are really organized around what eBay return policies are. I think that from listening to your program and reading everything, I've been convinced to change over to a 30-day return policy and to, to handle returns by if it was my mistake or damage, or not damage, but my mistake, and I sent the wrong item or whatever, I would issue a shipping label that was paid for, because I deal with stamps.com. And I would pick up the merchandise. Now, to this date, of course, I've never had any returns. I really work hard at making sure everything is good. But my problem that I'm having now, because I'm trying to update everything on eBay, is that I'm not sure how to handle damaged or shipping that is an item that's missing. By that is I ship everything with insured. It's on me. I pay for all insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really, I consider it not for my benefit, it's for the buyer's benefit, because if anything did happen, they're still insured and they're still able to collect on the package through upick.com, who's providing me the insurance for me and a lot of other sellers.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, now I've noticed that UPIC has a requirement for an item that's missing or late, 21 days. For domestic and 45 days for foreign. And if the item is damaged, there's an affidavit that's required to be filled out by the buyer, so that we can handle the reimbursement.
Right.
Now, I'm thinking that as I'm reading everything, that this is complete. It just butts up against the eBay return policies.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't see any provisions for that, and I'm concerned, and I'd like some direction and some clarity from you.
Sure, I can provide that. So on eBay, you can operate this differently on your own website, and most people would. On the eBay marketplace, all the buyers are covered by eBay's money-back guarantee. So we don't provide any provisions for seller-added insurance, except sellers can do this in the print label flow if they want for their own benefit. But this is not to cover the buyer. This is to cover the seller. So the protocol on eBay would be the best practice recommendation. is if something goes missing or it's been damaged, is the first thing you do is refund the buyer from your own pocket. And then you ask the buyer at that point, once they have their money back, they're much more amenable to a request from you saying, hey, will you mind if I have this sent to you because this was a valuable item? They'll ask you to sign it and then ship it back, and then that way I can cover my costs. There's nothing wrong with stating that, but I only recommend doing it after you've made the buyer whole, because if you wait, the buyer will open a case, and regardless of insurance situations, eBay is going to either pay them and recoup from you, or if it's found as a no fault, eBay is going to pay them. So we're not going to, we don't wait for the insurance. We actually divorce ourselves from that particular process. We do say for sellers who want to protect themselves that, and we offer that as two different insurance options in the print label flow, and some people purchase the insurance separately, and that's, hey, that's a business decision. Every business should be insured. But my recommendation is, in a case like that, first refund the buyer and then pursue the insurance. If you make a refund contingent on the insurance, you're going to get, in a lot of cases, a buyer who's going to get real angry and then open a case at eBay.
You know, I agree with you there, Griff. And you know, I'm thinking as you're explaining it to me, that UPIC does have a provision whereas I can request the money be refunded to me once the seller signs the affidavit. Yeah. So I could see where they'd be more agreeable.
Absolutely. I think you've got the right thing going there. Bill, I'm sorry we had to cut you off only because we're at the end of this segment, but I think you're thinking the right way on this one. Thanks for your call. This Open Phone segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion. eBay Radio will be back in our third hour right after this.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they are worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
You know your customers want free shipping, but then there's the uh-oh moment caused by the realization that you hadn't factored the cost of shipping and handling into your pricing. Before you even list an item for sale, be sure to weigh it and calculate the cost of postage and packaging materials so that you know exactly how much the total cost will be. Add additional packaging if there's any doubt in your mind about its shipworthiness. Doing these calculations up front helps you determine if this particular item should be listed with free, calculated, or flat rate shipping. Your uh-oh moment could be turned into a moment instead.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
34 hoops, 35 hoops, 36 hoops.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.